Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
And welcome to Direct Mail, Monday, August 7, 2017. And look at that, man. I could really use a shave there. Who knew? Till I turn on the old live video camera, what my face looks like. Okay, so as always, I start off with my rhino of the day out of my collection of nearly 1,000 rhinos. And today, it is this wrinkly thinker type of old man rhino. I don't know if you can see the detail of his wrinkly countenance. Ooh, on the back, real wrinkly. So I think it's to convey age slash wisdom. Getting old myself, I'm going to throw in that wisdom part, and I'm sticking to it. So that's the rhino of the day, and the reason that I'm picking an old-looking rhino is I am focusing today on three pieces that arrived in my mailbox, all from the same company, known as the, I think it's the American Association of Retired People, the AARP. So before I even talk about these three pieces, I got to tell you a little bit story about them. I turned 50 a little over 7 years ago. And I think I was even receiving mailings from them maybe before I was even 50, but certainly once I hit 50, and just ignored them for years. And they came constantly. And I was like, yep, no. You know, I don't feel old at all. I'm certainly not retired at all. I don't even picture ever retiring from what I do. Why would I want to retire? And so I was like, yep, not for me. But the relentless market to them until they buy or die strategy of AARP eventually got me, because I think it was, I heard it from somebody, because I don't think I opened up any of their stuff they ever sent me. I was like this, you know, like I said, there's no way I'm going to belong to an organization that's all about old people or retired or whatever, because that ain't me. I was just fighting it. And somebody was like, man, membership is like 10, 20 bucks a year or something. And I was like, what? That's it? And so I was like, what the heck? Well, then, you know, the next time or a few times I got one of the things from them and I opened it up, and sure enough, the membership is, I don't know, 10, 20, 50 bucks, some meaningless number. But of course, you know, I was like, all right, whatever. And they got me. And so here I am a few years later, maybe I've been a member for, oh, here it says. So let me share the three things since I'm looking at them. I might as well show you. So one arrives. I'll show you. I don't remember the order they arrive specifically, but here's one which I believe is my renewal of my membership. See, and it doesn't say renewal. It says statement enclosed. And from my thinking, like, why would I ever have a statement from AARP? But I think that's, it must not be on an automatic payment, which everything else in my life is, thanks to technology, so I don't get a lot of statements. I get some things in the mail that say this is not a statement once in a while from companies, but statement is closed, and then it says your new AARP card's been closed. See how I figured it out, that this is my renewal of my membership, and I can feel in here, yep, sure enough, these, I'm feeling in here, there's some kind of unfoldable, these are the cards, and it says right on there, 2012, and it probably says member since. I'd have to put on my glasses to read that. Speaking of a guy who refuses to admit that he's getting older. Valued member. Value. So I'm not just a member. I'm a valued member since 2012. So I ignored and resisted them for about 3 years. So I turned 50 in 2010. So for, I think, before I was even 50, and then all of 2010 and all of 2011, and then sometime in 2012, I finally succumbed. And now we've been members for 5 years, for crying out loud. And I still never really opened their stuff. Here's another one, and I like this one. And I think the timing of this might be, I should pay more attention to it, of course, as a student marketing, but I think the attention, the timing might be because it's renewal time. As a reminder, here comes some direct mail piece reminding me why I joined in the first place. right? It says you joined for exceptional benefits, which I did not. I just joined because it was $20 or $50 or some meaningless number. They're like, what the heck? And I guess, because exception benefits to me don't have to be too exceptional to justify a $50 expense, do they? If I got a $10,000 something, then I would call that an exceptional benefit. But anyway, here's one of the most rewarding. And this, I'm guessing, this is a pitch just like a type of a credit card pitch. So I'm guessing in here is an application for an AARP credit card, which I got to tell you, I mean, there better be one heck of a pitch in here because I do not see myself ever walking around with an AARP card in my wallet or showing it to anybody or doing anything. But it does say I get $200 bonus cash back and 3% cash back bonus on purchases at restaurants and gas stations and no annual fee. So it just sounds like a credit card. So they're reminding me that I joined for benefits. They're sending me one of them. Like, ooh, I can get $200 cash back. That's arriving around the same time that they're asking me for like $50 for the renewal. Very smart. And then this also arrived last week. It is our latest issue. It's come every month, I'm guessing, of the AARP, maybe every quarter, maybe every other month. I don't pay any attention to this stuff. August, September. Yeah, so every other month this comes. And it even says a price on it of $4.50, but can I imagine anyone actually paying money for the AARP members magazine? Now, I have looked through here, story for another day, I guess, but all the ads, and of course all the articles, are tending to be right to this target market, to the 50, 60-year-old and above. So it's all about, you know, here's the woman and her grandson, you know, eating together. Here's the, you know, check your blood pressure article and high-end home improvements and how to downsize your space that you're living in. Oh, remembering Diana. Because people in our age group certainly remember Lady Di. Oh, and then there's the, look at that, we've got a crossword puzzle, or one of these circling the things, which I'm guessing all the answers will have something to do with people around my age. And so look at that one, 50 reasons to love being 50 plus, and you see guys looking like me being real active and playing soccer. So anyway, so real smart for AARP. Now, the reason I mention it is often when we think of marketing, or direct mail, we're thinking of acquiring new customers, clients, patients, members in these, whatever it is to you. But here you see, very smart, that this company, not only did they pound me to death, not to death, but for 3 years at least to market to me to get my $50 or whatever, but they continue. And I'm sure I do know. I see in my junk mailbox once in a while, so I don't know how often it comes, but they do email me. And maybe they call once in a while. I don't know. I don't pay attention. Maybe I have my beautiful wife Michelle's number and not mine. But stuff arrives in the mail all the time. So direct mail is a great use to keep reminding your customers, clients, patients, in this case members, why they're made a smart decision in the first place and why they're smart to continue with you. And you remain top of mind. And so everyone ought to be mailing out a newsletter, magazine. I've been mailing my magazine for 5 years. Before that, did newsletters for years, and ought to be. Let's open one of these. I'm sure this is simply a credit card thing, but let's open this renewal statement thing, and we'll see how they do a great job of convincing me that I should keep my membership. In case I was thinking for the grand fee of $50 or something, I would cancel this thing. I do know, by the way, that we got our car insurance through the Hartford, I think, through AARP, and canceled whatever other we had didn't renew the other one we had when it came up for renewal. We saved like $200-$300 on this thing. So, you know, there you go. There's our membership. No. Look at that. Who knew? 1 year is $16. 1 year is $16. Talk about a no-brainer. Come on now, $16 a year. What's that, $1.25 a month? $1.25 a month. 5 years, 63. I certainly ought to do that one. If I do that one, I will receive less samples of their great marketing to get me to renew. However, that's only $1 a month. So give me a break. They don't have to convince me too much to keep my membership here. But it's very cool. Look at that. We each have a name on the cards. Very smart. That's known as variable printing. So you want to contact your printer. If you need one, let me know. That does variable printing. Puts the name right on the card. Puts the name right there on the letter. And so forth. And it encloses a... No, that's the window. Yeah, it does. It encloses a... Oh, place stamp here. Okay, so for $16, I got to put an extra 50 cents for the stamp. But if I want, I can respond by mail like they sent an email. And I'm not so sure, but I would think... it doesn't really... I thought it would state all the reasons why I ought to renew. But I guess they're banking on all the other stuff they send me all the time to get me to renew. And besides, like I said, it's a buck a month that you're not going to renew. Anyway, that's it for Direct Mail Monday, how one company uses direct mail. I had to tell you about how they acquire a new member because I didn't keep all that stuff they sent me for years. But I just showed you in 1 week, 3 pieces for them arrived in my mailbox to keep me as a member. How much direct mail do you send to your current customers, clients, patients, members to keep them? Something to think about. As always, at the end, I go to the, oh my goodness, I should have gone earlier. Thank you to Phil and Melissa and Dominic and Mark Landis, long time. Beth Granger, long time. And Morris Nutt. Beth, isn't it amazing? I'm sure you have not aged a day, but I met Beth back in college. And so you are likely also nearing the time of AARP, and from the looks of your profile photo on Facebook, you don't look anywhere near it, of course. And Mark Landis, great seeing you. Speaking of credit cards, maybe when I say credit card, Mark Landis's ears perk up, because if you need to get fantastic rates on credit cards, Mark Landis is the man to see. Okay, Phil Brakefield is saying, wrinkly, that should be my rhino. Go ahead. Here's another look at it. I'm sure you can do a search on eBay or elsewhere. It's very light, so I'm not sure what it's made of. It looks like stone, but it's very light. Must be some kind of light. I'm not good with materials, but some kind of plastic. But yeah, I mean, Dee looks pretty wrinkly, doesn't he? Especially, like I say, on the back. I think they're really showing that he is an old, and on his elbows, you know, you see that those wrinkles there. So anyway. They usually include a premium offer if you're new, like a duffel bag or something. They do. So in other words, that's really, so thank you, Phil. That's really smart to point that out. Now, as a student of marketing, I may want to not respond here, and let's see what they send me next. Yeah, that's a good point. Look at this. It says 12/2017, so I'm thinking my membership does not run out until the end of the year. Yep, expires December 2017. It says right there on the mailing label of my magazine. I don't know if you see that, but it says expires 12/2017. So that's 2010 in May, I turned 50, and until the end of 2010, 11, 12, 2.5 years of ignoring, plus anything they did before I was 50, of ignoring all their marketing to get me to join. So is it now? It's August. I got 4 months for this thing. Great point, Phil. Thank you very much. I'm going to do that. And I predict I'll be able to check back in on a later video because I will ignore this renewal statement. And let's see how they continue to get more convincing. This is a simple, hey, you know you want to renew. And let's see what happens when I do not respond month after month if they do swell the pot and increase the offer by including something like a duffel bag now for $16 a year. Maybe they'll say you get the duffel bag if you go for the 5 years, which would be a smart thing and another thing to discuss at a later time. And speaking of duffel bags and premiums that are included with offers, Phil Brakefield was the man to see about that. That's why he uses that fancy term. They include a premium, where other people might just say they include a bonus. But Phil is all about them. He's the world's number one expert on them, if you ask me. And I know a lot of people that do that kind of stuff. So anyway, that's it for Direct Mail Monday. I'll be back tomorrow with Topical Tuesday, where I take something going on in the news and I teach a business lesson from it. Merle Southern, another blast from the past. Great seeing you here, Merle. You just happened to catch the end, but thank you very much. And anyone watching on the replay, and I'll be back tomorrow on Topical Tuesday, and I hope to see
you. Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.